Hey, beautiful. Listen to me. And listen to me well. I want you to go somewhere private for this. This is very, very important. Otherwise, it won't work. Take your time to breathe, to listen to the flow of blood in your veins, to your heartbeat. Turn on some relaxing music, maybe light a few aromatic candles. Have a glass of your favorite wine and then get completely and utterly naked. Lie down comfortably and let me guide you through this exquisite feast of... Man, I just love these getting off encouragement audios. Who are these lucky people who can do all this for 40 minutes plus? I wish I could. I wish you could, my darling busy girl. To tell you the truth, I picked up the script because I like the idea so much. I wanted to pretend that I can make you escape. Slip into that special dimension, make you do and say all these naughty things. Although, in actual fact, you might be, I don't know, having coffee right now, or running some errands, or even working. Busy as a bee, keeping a poker face and saving those longer audios for alone time. That never comes, and secretly weeping because, oh my god, if you could just go somewhere private to do all that, or be left in peace for goddamn 15 minutes at least, you probably wouldn't be so stressed, so needy, so hungry. Let me help you, you poor, sweet, beautiful thing. Busy girls deserve their orgasms, too. Yes, they do. Always there for those who need them. Always working so hard. Do you think you could sneak somewhere private for at least 5 to 6 minutes? A closet, a bathroom, something, anything. For me? Alright, I meant... for you. Because, you know, when have you last done anything just for you? No, without feeling guilty about it. Let it be now. Go, go, go. Quick, but with dignity. Smile and nod on your way. You don't want anyone to suspect anything. And put your phone on vibrate. They will have to live without you for these 5 minutes. Lock the door if you can. Now, your back against the wall, or maybe pressing your forehead against it. Whichever works for you. It's all about you, my lovely girl. Get under that skirt or jeans. Get those panties down. Just a little. Just a tiny bit. A couple of fingers, nice and wet. And no teasing. Straight to your clit. Straight to the point. I won't even give you any directions. How on earth can I, a random guy on the internet, know what works best for you? But I guarantee you won't find a more eager supporter among all the 3.5 billion people with internet access right now. Oh, that's it. Come on, rub it, sweetheart. Play with it. You know how you like it. Maybe spread your legs a bit and finger yourself too. And switch back and forth. Oh, that's my girl. That's it. Oh, I like that. Okay. I haven't the slightest idea what exactly you are doing right now. Oh, but by God, keep doing it. Keep doing it like you mean it. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. That's it. Maybe add a little slapping. You know, I call it slapping just to sound dirtier, right? It's more like tapping. Gently, quietly. We don't want to get caught, do we? Index finger, middle finger, ring finger, tap, 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 tapping. That's right. That's my girl. More, more. Don't stop. Oh, and what should your other hand do? What do you like to do when you finally get to have some fun time alone? Press down on your stomach, maybe? Grabbing your hip? Getting under your top and squeezing those pretty sweet nipples, or just rubbing them through the fabric, watching them harden. Oh, what a pretty sight you must be now. All flushed, panting, working hard again. Only this time, it's just for you. Just for you, my lovely girl. Yes, come on, do it. That's it. Shh, darling, you cannot moan. They'll hear you. Bite your pretty lips for me. Bite down on your hand if you have to. Oh, I wish it was my neck or my shoulder you were biting into. Imagine me there with you. No, not in that closet or that bathroom, but there, you know, in an outrageously expensive suite in a luxury hotel, or a deliciously creepy dungeon with a shitload of toys, or in a cabin by some lake. Whatever. I don't care as long as there's a bed I can throw you on. Oh, and I would have been tireless, so committed to your pleasure, never looking away from your lovely face, studying the slightest change of expression, drinking it all in, reveling in it, obeying, no, guessing your every wish. Doing everything you've ever dreamed of with you, to you. Are you close, darling? How about those words that always help you get off? You know, the words. and I thought you couldn't blush any harder. You know, the words. Don't say them out loud, just mouth them. I can read your pretty lips from here. Come on, say it. You know what those words do to you. Come on. Oh, yes. Yes, that's my girl. Are you close, my lovely one? Yes? Oh, yes, you are. I'll do the countdown thing too, just for fun, just to say something, alright? You don't have to wait till one. You don't have to. Anything. Just please, please make yourself feel good. Let yourself go. Enjoy it. Take your pleasure. Don't put it off anymore. Oh, how I wish I were there to see you come, to hear it, to come with you. Oh, maybe we'll still try and do that together at the same time. It's okay if we don't. That would feel so good, right? Let's try, sweetheart. 10, Oh, isn't this naughty? Isn't it bad? Finally stealing some time just for yourself? Nine, I won't last picturing you like that. Still wearing what you wear. Just one hand sliding into your panties. Eight, my hand is sort of busy now, too, but maybe it will help if you imagine that these are my fingers. Seven, or maybe my tongue. That would be so bad. Getting oral from a complete stranger on the sly like that. Six, I do like the idea though, and that way I could help you not fall over. Grabbing your ass with both hands, bringing you closer and closer to my mouth. As close as I can. Five, like I was starving, you know, moaning and growling right into you, my tongue never leaving your clit. Four, I'm fingering you too. Three, like a goddamn jackhammer, only nicer. Two, looking you right in the eye at the same time. One, Oof. That was intense. I could use a sip of water, and so could you. Now, straighten your clothes, take a few deep breaths, put on a casual smile, and go do something about those wet panties. Or don't. That's fun too. And then, if you want to, you'll send me a dirty picture. Maybe of the bite marks on your hand.